Okay, we're here finishing up the seventh perek of Maseches Shabbos. So after we've done all the 39 halachos, so the Mishnah kind of just gives us an extra two halachos with regard to the malacha of of Hotzah. So let's just jump right in. So the Chachamim have another klal they teach us. So anything that you need two qualifications to violate the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. So number one, it has to be fit for people to normally store it. So in other words, if you're ever worried about like pocket lint, right? If you're walking in an area, you know, on Shabbos without an erev, and let's say you have pocket lint in your pockets, so would you be obligated? Would you violate the prohibition because of pocket lint? So no, because no one, as far as I know, no one really stores pocket lint, and therefore you don't have to be concerned about that. And then finally, the other part is it has to be enough of something that people store. So let's say everyone stores pocket lint, but you need a full bowl of pocket lint to make it something chashuv, to make it something important. So we need to be that full amount. And if someone does one of these things, that they carry something that is A, something that normally is stored, and B, enough of that amount that is stored, then the person would be chayav chatas. They'd have to bring a karbon chatas. But if a person does not have either one of these qualifications, right, it's not enough to store, or it is not something that is normally stored, and he goes out with this item on Shabbos without an Erev, the person is not the person would not be obligated because of this malacha, unless so no one in the world stores pocket lint, but this guy stores pocket lint, and so therefore this guy would be obligated, but no one else would be obligated in a normal circumstance like that. Okay, Mishnah Dalet in the final mission of the Perek. Hamotzi Tevin Kimlo Kfi Farah. So now that the Mishnah has told us these rules, so what are some examples of this? So let's say a person brings out enough straw to feed a cow. Eitz Kimlo Kfi Gamal. Let's say a person brings out enough bean straw, another type of straw, to feed a camel. That was a cow, and this is a camel. Amir kimlofi talel. Let's say a person brings out enough amir, which is another type of a grain product, to feed a sheep. Asavim kimlofi gdi. Let's say a person brings out enough grass on Shabbos to feed like a kid, you know, like a young goat. Alei shum v'alei v'tzalim. Let's say a person brings out garlic leaves and onion leaves on Shabbos. So there's a few different ideas when it comes to this. Lachem kegrogeres. Let's say a person brings out fresh olive leaves and fresh garlic leaves on Shabbos, right? They carry this on Shabbos. So if this is enough, if it's fresh, right? If it's like not dried out, if it's very fresh, and a person can eat that, then the minimum amount would be kegrogeres, which is like a dried fig. Yiveshim klofi gedi. And if a person brings out dried out onion leaves and garlic leaves on Shabbos, which again, a person normally would not eat, but a kid, like a young goat, would eat that. So therefore, if you carry enough on Shabbos to feed this young goat, then you would be obligated as well. And then finally, if a person brings out, let's say, half of the normal amount to feed a cow and half of the normal amount to feed a camel on Shabbos, so these amounts do not combine, since all the amounts can differentiate based on, you know, whatever the animal is. So therefore, if a person brings out half of the amount of straw for a cow, half the amount of straw for a camel, you are not obligated because of that on Shabbos. However, hamotzi acham kibrogeres chayav. But if a person brings out edible food, human food on Shabbos, then the minimum amount is the amount that makes up the amount of a dried fig, and if you bring that out, you are chayav on Shabbos. Umitzdarfin zeim zeim ibnei shashavu v'shiren. And that would, let's say you bring out I don't know, half a hamburger and half of a hot dog, so those two things would combine to make it to make you obligated, because it's all human food, and a human can eat more than one kind of food. Other than things like the shells, the pits, and the stems, and the bran parts, the coarse bran, and the fine bran of the wheat kernels, all those things a person would not go part of this count of how much you're storing, because you don't really eat those parts. Generally, right, you wouldn't eat the outside part of an orange or something like that. Rabbi Yehuda says, chutz miklipei adashem shemespash lo simayin, other than the soft outer shells of a lentil bean, which people normally cook with those and eat those, and therefore you would be obligated with that part as well. That would kind of come part of the count, but other than that, you would not be obligated for any of these things. And that brings us to the end of Perek Zion, and God willing, tomorrow we'll start Perek Chet. We'll stop right here.